Written on Your Heart by Kate. Read by Annalise O'Ten. Fandom, The Hobbit. Pairing, Bilbo Baggins, Thorin Oakenshield. Rating, teen and up. Summary. Every dwarf who has found his true one has a necklace with his or her name on it. Bilbo finds out from Bomber, and Thorin gets quite fidgety.
So, I was wondering, what is that necklace that you and Gloin wear?
Bomber lifted his gaze from the pot of broth he was stirring. A smile pulled at his lips under those huge whiskers of his.
No one told you yet, Master Baggins.
Bilbo frowned and shook his head. Bomber hummed before calling Ori and thrusting the ladle in his hands. He motioned for Bilbo to follow him, and the hobbit complied. Their small camp was still alive with activity, and Bilbo almost tripped on Feely and Keely, squatted down as they sharpened Feely's swords.
This necklace, Master Bilbo, is the biggest treasure for me.
Bilbo squinted at the pendant. It seemed made of plain wood.
How so? It isn't made of gold or gems.
Bomber laughed, eyes alight with mirth.
That's because it's not the material that makes it precious.
Then what is it? Bomber didn't reply. He simply turned the pendant around. Something was carved on it, but Bilbo didn't know how to read it.
Is it Cuzdul?
Aye. It's my wife's name.
We've something similar in the Shire. Men give women rings when they want to marry them.
Bomber shook his head, a small, dreamy smile on his lips.
No, for us it is different. It isn't just about marriage. If someone gives you a necklace like this, it means you're their true one. The only person for them, you know. It is forever.
Bilbo stared at the pendant a while longer, his heart aching a little inside his chest. He tried to force out a smile when Bomber patted him on the shoulder and walked back towards the camp.
Their true one. Hobbits didn't believe in soulmates. They were simply something out of fairy tales and ladies' novels. But Bilbo had always been the odd one. Deep inside, he had always thought soulmates could be something real, even though he knew full well he might never meet his own. Then, Thorin had knocked on Baggins' door. Sure, the dwarf prince wasn't easy to be around. So much pain and so much rage piled up inside of him. And yet, Bilbo had felt a pull towards him from the start. As time passed, and they kept fighting, and walking side by side, he and Thorin had grown closer. Bilbo wasn't blind to the soft light that shone in Thorin's eyes when their gazes met. He wasn't immune to the casual and yet attentive touches, either. That didn't mean he knew what to do, though. Back in the Shire, if he had been crushing over a hobbit lass or a lad, he would have come up to them and courted them. But out in the wild, with a fierce dwarf prince, that didn't seem right in the least. Bilbo made his way back to the camp and flopped down by the fire. He wondered if Thorin had someone waiting for him back in the Blue Mountains.
They had never talked about it. They never talked about their feelings, either.
The adventure he had embarked on had proved to Bilbo how brave he could be, but he wasn't sure he could be as brave when it came to what he felt for the dwarf prince.
Are you all right?
Bilbo almost yelped before turning to face Thorin.
Yes. I am indeed. I was, thinking.
Thorin frowned before sitting down beside Bilbo. The hobbit could feel the warmth radiating from him. Their shoulders brushed as Thorin leaned towards the fire.
And what were you thinking about, Master Baggins?
By that point in their travel, there was something playful and kind of gentle in the way Thorin said the word, Master. And it never failed to make something flutter inside Bilbo's chest.
Well, Bomber showed me his necklace.
Bilbo could feel Thorin shift on the log, but he kept his gaze focused on the flames dancing in front of him.
I see. Did he explain everything to you?
Bilbo nodded, hands clasped together on his knees.
Good, then I'll leave you to your thoughts.
Thorin stood and walked away, and Bilbo had nothing left to do but stare at his retreating back. Once more, he had no idea of where they stood. That night, sleep came later than usual. Bilbo hadn't seen Thorin for the rest of the evening, and that left him feeling oddly on edge. When he finally closed his eyes, the first birds were already singing.
"Bilbo, wake up!"
The hobbit blinked his eyes open slowly, only to be greeted by Keeley's beaming face.
"Raise and shine, this is a glorious day," came Feely's voice.
Bilbo propped himself up on his elbows, his eyes adjusting to the light.
What happened?
Keeley grinned maniacally and dangled something in front of the hobbit's face. Bilbo squinted. It looked like a necklace. His heart lurched forwards, thudding loudly. But no, it couldn't be possible, right? Thorin was a dwarf, and a prince at that. Why would he ever consider a tender hobbit worthy to be his true one? Taking a deep breath, he reached forward and gently took the necklace. Keeley kept smiling as he held his brother's hand. The pendant was round and thin, a simple design on one side, and a name written in runes on the back. Bilbo held his breath.
"I can't read this."
Keeley looked from Feely to the hobbit.
"I think the person whose name is on there will explain it to you. Go and find him."
"But go, Mr. Baggins?" The young dwarf winked before standing up and dragging his brother God knows where. Bilbo took his time to study the pendant, to run his fingers over every curve and twist of it. He didn't want to believe it, but hope grew inside of him nonetheless, until he steeled himself and got up. It took a while, but he finally found Thorin down by the creek, his hair damp, probably from a quick bath. Before he could speak up, the dwarf turned. Bilbo swallowed as silence stretched between the two of them. Then he lifted the necklace.
It's your name on it, right?
Thorin nodded, slow and solemn. Bilbo could see the shadow of worry in his blue eyes. Something golden and warm broke open inside of Bilbo. His fingers were trembling slightly as he slid the pendant around his neck. Thorin kept his eyes focused on him the whole time, the weight of his gaze both familiar and thrilling. It was Thorin who closed the distance between them, his hands coming up to cup Bilbo's face.
"Then you accept to be my true one?" he whispered.
Bilbo simply stood on his toes and pressed a quick kiss to his dwarf's lips.
"I do."
The end. Thanks for listening.